Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Computer, load Rene D. Carter Journal.
Rene D. Carter Journal running. Blog 1404, Monday evening, 7:23 p.m.
Begin recording.
Recording.
Cogito. Oh, come on out, Cog. Oh, hello, wee one. Yes, I missed you too. You'll never guess what happened today.
I wanted to talk to you about your plans.
Right, well, I'm going to finish cleaning and recalibrating the train switches, and then I was going to optimize the main computer's memory.
No, not your immediate plans. I meant your long-term plans.
Long-term?
Well, your internship here at Wits End is up at the end of the week, and, well, I was just wondering what you plan on doing.
Oh, sure. I can't believe the time has passed that fast.
Yes, well, welcome to my world. I think that every morning.
Well, to answer your question, I haven't actually thought about my future plans, obviously.
No worries. You don't have to answer right now. It's just something to think about.
Oh, I will.
If it makes any difference, it has been a real pleasure having you here.
Really?
Well, certainly. You've helped take up the slack now that Eugene is less and less available. The kids love you, and we all love working with you. You fit right in.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whittaker. I've really enjoyed being here. I've learned so much, and, well, it sort of feels like home.
I'm glad. And you're more than welcome to stay. Just let me know what you decide.
You'll be the second one to know. Meanwhile, I need to finish up here and start on the computer.
Well, I'll leave you to it. I trust you'll do a great job, as always.
Oh, thanks. Trust and faith. Wow, they've always been a big deal with Mr. Whittaker, Cog. How do I feel about them? Well, I don't know, actually. Things really have changed, haven't they?
And there. Let's see if that does it. Still nothing. I don't believe it. Work, you silly device, work!
What else?
Oh, hello, Renee.
I heard you exclaiming all the way out in the hallway. Everything all right?
Hardly. It's this device I've been laboring on all semester.
Looks like a hearing aid. What is it?
I call it a personality enhancer, or PE for short. When worn, it is designed to enhance different personality traits in the wearer.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
It would be if it worked.
Why, what's the problem?
The cerebral interface sensor. And try as I might, I simply cannot get it to make the proper digital organic neocortical and thalamic connections.
I can see where that would be a problem.
They control the brain's imagination. Without that connection, the PE is a complete bist. Oh, that's bust in Swedish.
An imagination interface, eh?
It seems my scientific and engineering reach has exceeded my grasp. A device of this type simply isn't technologically feasible.
So you're just gonna give up?
I don't see an alternative. An entire semester's worth of labor all for naught.
Would you mind if I took it and fiddled about with it?
For what purpose? I just told you, it doesn't work.
Aye, but it's too good an idea to just throw in the towel. Go on, let me have a go.
If you insist.
Right. Horace?
Well, that was fast.
I knew what I wanted to do. Here, try the PE now.
Very well. Let me hook it up to the simulator. Okay. All right, and, It seems to be working. I don't believe it. What did you do?
I just tinkered with it a bit.
Your tinkering is brilliant. According to the simulator readings, The enhancer is at 100% capacity. Renee, you're a genius.
Well, no, I don't know about that. It's still mostly your work, and of course, it's all your idea. I'm just happy to help out where I can.
Well, thank you for your help, very much. I'd still like to know what you did, though.
Nothing really. It's something I've been playing around with for a while now. It just happened to fit with your project.
Well, I do believe we are ready to move on to human testing!
Human? Well, I suppose you could always try it on me.
No. If anyone is going to be the first test subject, it should be me. Let me make the adjustments.
Okay.
Fit it on. Mm-hmm. All right. A bit of programming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And...
Neural connection complete.
Remarkable.
Horace? Are you all right?
Never better. And may I say, you're looking especially fetching today, Renee.
Thank you.
Your company makes this dreary old lab instantly brighter. And this dreary young lad instantly brightened.
I don't know how to respond to that.
No response is necessary. Your mere presence is enough.
Horace, turn it off.
Huh? What? Hmm? Oh, yes, of course.
Well, we know what that setting does.
Pardon me. Some adjustments of the signal strength is obviously in order.
Agreed. But it definitely works.
True. Although,
What?
We need further testing on a random subject. Someone completely neutral who needs an aspect of their personality enhanced.
I think I know just the person.
And so we need a test subject. Someone who is perhaps a wee bit shy and introverted, whose true self hasn't yet blossomed, but who has great potential, and who likes to help others. Well, you put all those things together, and naturally, I thought of you, Trey.
Uh-huh. And you already talked to my parents about this?
Aye. They agreed, so long as you stay in a controlled environment here at Wits End. But, of course, you need to agree to it as well.
Yeah. So, what does this thing do?
So it enhances certain parts of your brain to improve functionality in various behaviors.
Okay. How?
In many ways, but in general, it increases confidence and decreases anxiety, which allows you to relax and focus better.
And it can be programmed to target specific areas of your personality you'd like to make better.
Like what areas?
Well, almost anything, really. What area of your life would you like to improve?
I don't know.
Well, how about, say, popularity?
I guess.
Perhaps you'd like to be more decisive.
Maybe. You know what I think I'd really like?
What?
To talk better.
Talk better?
Yeah, the way you guys do.
Us?
Huh?
You know, you and Eugene and my folks.
You mean in the language of neural and cognitive science?
No, not like a scientist, or maybe like a science. Well, I don't know, just better. Like Mr. Whitaker and my brother and Connie and even a lot of the kids. You all talk better than me.
So when you say better, you mean more eloquently?
Yeah, like that.
Ah.
I'd never use that word, but I'd like to. Can that thing do that?
It most certainly can.
So, does this mean you agree to be our test subject?
Yeah, I'm in. What do I gotta do?
Very little, really. The enhancer does the heavy lifting.
It fits behind your ear. Here.
Okay. Like this?
Aye, is that comfortable?
Yeah. It's really light.
Okay, and now a bit of programming on the settings. And...
Neural connection complete.
Trey, how do you feel?
Capital! It is as though a great fog has lifted in my brain, and now clarity of expression and thought are in the ascendance. Did that just come out of me?
I it did.
Success.
Oh, congratulations, Horace.
It wouldn't have been possible without you, Renee.
Heartiest of accolades to you both.
According to these tests, in the three times over the 3 days that Trey wore the personality enhancer, his cognitive skills improved an astounding 78%.
Eloquence, clarity of thought and expression, focus, all are significantly improved. The personality enhancer is a roaring success.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe it's time to take the next steps.
What next steps?
1, report our findings to our superiors. 2, seek increased funding to conduct more tests. 3, publish our findings in peer-reviewed journals. And 4, spread the word.
Which means we'll have to explain all the technology, correct? Including what I added?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I'll finally get to see how it works. This will be quite the boon for the college and for humanity as well. And it's all thanks to you.
Horace, there's something you need to know.
Uh-huh, yeah, what is it?
The technology I added to the PE, it isn't exactly mine.
What? If not yours, then whose is it?
Mr. Whittaker's.
So your breakthrough wasn't really your breakthrough. It was Mr. Whittaker's breakthrough.
Aye. It's a tiny neural interface I borrowed from the portable imagination station Mr. Whittaker has been letting me use during my time here at the college.
I don't believe this.
But I thought this was just your project for a class this semester.
And it was. But as a fellow scientist, you must know if a project meets with success, it necessitates taking the next steps.
Aye. So, what do we do?
The only thing we can do...
Scrap the project.
Oh, contraire. You need to go ask Mr. Whittaker for permission to use his technology.
No. I can't do that, Horace. No, that means I'll have to tell Mr. Whittaker what I've done.
Please, Renee... You've seen what the enhancer can do. You know how valuable this is. It's the least you can do. Please.
All right. I'll go and talk to him. So that's the whole story, Mr. Whittaker. We, Horace and I, were hoping that you would give us actual permission to use your technology in the personality enhancer.
Ah, I see.
So, what do you say?
Well, I appreciate the work that's gone into the project. Oh, and I congratulate you and Horace on the breakthrough.
Oh, thank you.
But my answer is no.
I beg your pardon?
My answer is no. I do not give you permission to use my technology.
Why not?
Well, to be perfectly frank, I'm not pleased that you conducted an experiment here at Wits End without my knowledge or permission, and on a child, no less.
We had his parents' permission.
Yeah, but not mine. Additionally, I don't really believe that this personality enhancer is a good thing.
Seriously? Haven't you noticed Trey? His communication skills have increased exponentially the past 3 days. And all that has happened because of the enhancer.
Well, perhaps. But I don't believe that personality development should be handled artificially. We've had some past experience here in Odyssey with that sort of thing. And, it didn't turn out very well.
I've heard about that, but this is different. Trust me.
I did trust you, Renee. I trusted that you wouldn't do something this serious without telling me about it, which you know you should do. But you broke my trust by doing it anyway.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but my answer is no. And I want you to remove any of my technology from your device immediately.
But Mr. Whittaker...
That's final, Renee.
How can you be so...
So what?
Nothing.
All right. I'll be in my office.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yes?
I'm glad we've had this conversation. It has made up my mind about whether I'll stay on here at Wits End.
Oh? And what have you decided?
Friday will be my last day.
Well, I understand. If you'll excuse me.
I believe Mr. Whittaker is being so stubborn and unreasonable, Cog. Yes, I'm angry. This is a scientific breakthrough of monumental proportions, and he is crushing it. Exactly. He is a brilliant man, and he values scientific discovery. So how can he stand in the way of this kind of progress? It's completely wrong. This device could help countless people. Yes, of course I know that the technology is his to do with as he pleases. But one person should not be allowed to quash scientific breakthroughs that will benefit humanity. What do you mean I sound like Professor Lieberness?
Oh, what I could do with a machine like this. If you could get Whittaker to just share this technology with me, we could create games unlike anything anyone has ever experienced.
That's completely different, Cog. Lieberness wanted Mr. Whittaker's technology to enrich himself. I want to use it to enrich humanity for the greater good. Science demands no less. I understand what you're saying, Cog, but Mr. Whittaker is obviously not thinking straight. Science, for the benefit of humanity, must not be stifled. What am I going to do about it? I'll tell you. I'll create my own version of the neural interface. Companies build off other people's ideas and technology all the time. Well, I'm sure he has patented it. But I'll change it just enough to do it legally. Oh, yes, I know it's complicated. It'd be a lot easier if I could just examine his specifications. I just need to see the design layout. One look. There's no harm in that. Oh, there's no harm at all.
Mr. Whittaker?
Mr. Whittaker? Not here. Right, if memory serves me, the specs are in that filing cabinet. Which is locked. Huh. So, where would he keep the key?
Renee?
Oh, Trey! Oh, you scared me!
Oh, sorry. I saw you come in here. Can we talk?
What about?
This personality enhancer thingy? Here you go.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, I'm giving it back to you.
What? Why?
I don't want to be your tester anymore. I'm sorry, it's just not for me.
Wasn't it helping you? You were being more eloquent like you wanted. Oh, and you were a lot more confident and outgoing too, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it did all those things, especially making me talk better. And that's a big part of the problem.
What do you mean?
Well, I wanted to talk better, but this thing made me talk all the time. It took me 5 minutes to ask Zoe to pass me a spoon. I may talk better, but most of my friends don't understand anything I'm saying. They call me Mini Eugene.
Oh dear. Okay, that is a problem, but all it takes is an adjustment to the enhancer. It's an easy fix.
Fix, yeah. That's another problem.
What? How so?
Well, I know I agreed to do this, but when I really thought about it, I started wondering why I needed to. And why you thought I needed to. I mean, sure, I wanted to talk better, like you and Horace and Mr. Whittaker and even Eugene, but I don't want to be you all. I want to be me.
I can understand that.
So, then why'd you choose me to be your tester? I mean, why'd you think I needed to be fixed? Didn't you like me the way I was? I mean, the way I am? You know, just for being Trey?
Oh, aye. Of course I did. And do. Oh, you're a fine person, Trey. I'm sorry for ever making you think otherwise.
It's okay. Anyway, thanks for letting me use this thing and all, but if I'm gonna be more outgoing and all those other things, or even just talk better, I should really do it on my own, instead of using something that makes it happen for me. I hope you understand.
Oh, I do. Thanks, Trey. Thanks.
See you around, Renee.
All right. See ya.
Smart young man.
Oh, Mr. Whittaker. Aye, he is. Much smarter than I am.
By the way, you wouldn't have found what you were looking for. The blueprints to the neural interface? I took them out of the files after our last conversation.
Right. Well, it seems you were right not to trust me.
Yeah, well, I saw a look in your eye I recognized. I last saw it in Lieberness's eyes.
Cog tried to tell me the same thing.
Cog? Your dog? I thought he was no longer with us.
The computer version.
Oh, interesting. Good dog.
Oh, Mr. Whittaker. Oh, I can't believe what I was about to do. I mean, even after all of the talks we've had, all of the training in ethics, I mean, it was just so easy for me to forget it all and just do what I wanted.
Well, that's why we can't rely on ethics alone to do what's right. They can only take us so far.
I knew the conversation would come back around to God at some point.
Yeah, well, it always does. All roads, you know.
That's what's remarkable about this place. Even if you've just come here to learn about technical things, you end up learning about life as well. Oh, Mr. Whittaker, I am so sorry for my behavior and for even thinking about borrowing from you.
Borrowing?
You're right. You're right, stealing. And now trying to lie about that. I'm a right hot mess, aren't I?
Well, you're a fallen human being.
Aye, one that I hope you can forgive.
And I do, Renee.
This personality enhancer changed me more than it did Trey. I didn't even put it on.
Ironic, isn't it?
It is. Do you think there's a possibility that I could take back what I said yesterday about tomorrow being my last day? And maybe extend my internship?
No, I don't need an intern.
Oh.
But I do need an employee. One that has a way with computers and machines and math. Do you know anyone that fits that description?
I do. In fact, this place will be perfect for her. She needs to be right here. She still has a lot to learn.
And she is more than welcome.
We're talking about me, right?
Yes.
Well, it looks like we'll be seeing a lot of Renee around Wits End. I'm happy to have her, because she seems like a good and nice person. But even good people can do the wrong thing, especially when they're not followers of God and His Word. In Matthew 7, Jesus tells us that when we listen to His words, we're like the wise man who built his house on the rock, not the sand. A good builder knows that a solid foundation is the most important thing for a house to stand on. There will be storms that come and winds that blow, but a house on a firm foundation will not fall down. When temptations come, and they will, we can't rely on our own set of morals to help us. We need the solid foundation that is the Word of God. He will keep us on the right path. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Renee Renewed was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Adam MacArthur, Andre Stoika, Caitlin Thorburn, and Paul Mikkel Williams. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.